Hello, can you hear me? Hey,
Yeah.
how you doing? Hey, my name is Steve, and I am from New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. I'll assure you this is not a sales call. Is that something you can help us out by answering a couple questions for the survey?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. May I ask, what is your zip code?
112331.
I'm sorry, you told me your zip code is
11231.
Okay, 11231. Okay.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Let's see. Okay, and let me ask you, are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am.
Oh, okay, thank you. Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm male.
Male, all right, thank you. What is the year of your birth?
I can't give you that.
Oh, okay, you can just make up any other year.
Huh?
You can just make up any year if you don't want to provide us your exact year of birth.
Sixty-three.
All right. Thank you. Let me see. And let me ask you: do you and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm not.
Oh, okay. Thank you. They say you're Black African American. Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Doctorate.
I'm sorry?
Doctorate.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? We have Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, someone else, not eligible to vote, or did not vote.
I voted Joe Biden.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices in November. How likely are you to vote in this upcoming November, the 2024 elections?
Kamala is Democrat.
Okay. And are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? You will probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I will vote.
Almost certain? Okay.
Yes, I'm.
Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. So this one reads, regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do you feel of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The first one, it says protecting abortion rights. Does that matters a lot? Matters somewhat? Does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
Matters a lot.
Thank you. second one. It says elections for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Does that matter a lot? Matter somewhat? Does not matter much? Does not matter at all?
Not that's a lot.
Oh, okay, thank you. Next one, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Does that matter a lot? Matter somewhat? Does not matter much? Or does not matter at all?
Not a lot.
All right, thank you. And protecting the LGBTQ rights, does that matter a lot, matter somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
Matters a lot.
Matters a lot?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, and we know that people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the followings, would you say, so I know in case you are busy for this election, you think that nothing will stop you or you want to vote or probably will. So the first option they have is protecting abortion rights. So nothing will stop you from voting or want to vote and will probably vote. It is, if it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
Give me the options again.
Oh, nothing will stop me to vote.
Yes.
Second option, election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. So nothing will stop me from voting. I want to vote, and probably will.
Yes. Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Nothing will stop me from voting. I want to vote and will probably vote. If it's convenient, I will vote.
Nothing will stop me.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Protecting LGBTQ rights. Nothing will stop me from voting. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote and no chance I will vote.
Nothing will stop me.
I'm sorry?
Nothing will stop me.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So next one, I know this is a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections were for presidents were held today, will you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or will you not vote, or are you undecided, or someone, or some other options?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. In the 2024 elections for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidates, the Republican candidate, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided or would not vote?
Democratic.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated will you be to vote in the 2024 elections? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no chance, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, will not vote?
Much more motivated.
Okay, thank you. How much, if anything, have you heard about Proposition Number 1? A constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers. Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay, thank you. Here is the text of Proposition Number 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. It adds certain protection to the state bills of rights. What it reads, it adds anti-discrimination provision to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and anatomy. So a yes vote puts this protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided or would not vote?
Yes.
Okay, yes, thank you. Based on what you based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would, so they have different options. I will read all these options and you can let me know which one best describes this amendment for you. So the first one, strengthened voting rights protections. Next one is, strengthening protections for New Yorkers with disabilities. And next one, prevents discrimination based on age.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Provide protection on the basis of gender.
Yes.
Thank you. Put protections for abortion into the state constitution.
Yes.
All right. Give voting rights to immigrants.
Yes.
Okay. Removes parents' rights over their children's medical decision.
Yes.
Okay. Prohibits housing discrimination.
Yes.
And put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution.
Hello.
Yes, sorry. Oh, sorry. The last one is, sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, I said
okay. Oh, okay, thank you. So we go. Now knowing that this amendment will put protection for abortion into the state constitution, will you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Definitely yes.
Definitely vote yes? Okay. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on proposition number one, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat much more or less motivated?
Motivated.
Do you feel much or less motivated on this amendment for proposition number one that protects abortion rights? Much more motivated to vote on the amendment. Somewhat more motivated to vote on the amendment.
Much more motivated.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements for each one. Please let me know how much you agree on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree, and 10 means that you strongly agree. You can choose any number from 0 to 10 by letting me know if you agree or disagree. The first one is, we need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion. Do you strongly disagree with a 0 or a 10, strongly agree, or somewhere in the middle?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Next one, if it is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care, how do you feel on this one from 0 to 10?
Read that again.
It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
Yes.
That would be from 0 to 10. Where do you...
10.
A 10? Okay, thank you. Let's see. Next one. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
10.
Okay, thank you. And everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
10.
Okay, thank you. Next one, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. From 0 to 10, you can choose any numbers between those.
we need to give more rights to immigrants before the, or more rights to residents before the immigrants?
Mm-hmm. That is a question. That's a statement, sorry.
I disagree with that.
You disagree? Oh, okay.
Yes.
So it's a zero. Or,
yes.
Or a one or two.
Five. I'll start in the middle.
Oh, okay. Yes. Thank you. And it is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination?
10.
Okay. It is more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups?
10.
Okay. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent?
10.
Thank you. And everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose?
10.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Here is a short statement about preposition number one. So I'll just read out what the preposition number one is about. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New Yorkers' state constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we are seeing across the country. At the moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk rights backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disabilities, and sex, including their sexual orientations, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided or would not vote?
Yes.
So vote yes. Okay. Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answers did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other states and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances
almost certain? Almost
okay,
certain.
Okay, thank you.
Are we finishing?
Yes, just have like the last few questions. Sorry. No, let me read them fast so that way we finish this. Now with the following statement, do you find more convincing even if it neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing of someone more convincing? There's two statements. The statement A reads, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children, to allow kids to get pregnant, to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protection based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Statement B, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection is this amendment has nothing to do with our country's asylum and immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state of constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government to make their race of ethnicity. You find statement A much more convincing, statement A somewhat more convincing, statement B somewhat more convincing, or statement B much more convincing?
I choose option B.
Somewhat more convincing? Or much more convincing?
Or much more convincing.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some things that some people have to say are motivating reasons to vote on preposition number one. For each one, please rate a statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you think extremely motivated reason to vote in favor of proposition number 1. 5 means it makes you think that is somewhat motivating, and 0 means that you do not think it's motivating at all. So you may use any numbers from 0 to 10. So you can use from 0 to 10 if you think this is a reason for you to vote on proposition number 1. So the first one, extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they come into power in this election, which will impose their white nationalities agenda in our state. They want to make harder to get an abortion, threatening the legacy of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equality and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect the rights of New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November. How motivated are you to vote on this one, on proposition number 1, from 0 to 10?
Okay.
Thank you. Next one. Right now, New Yorkers' constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the rights of abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against their government. From 0 to 10, how motivated are you on this proposition?
Much more motivated.
Like a 10?
10, yes.
Thank you. Rice, next one, sorry. Rice Roe v. Wade was overturned. Abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right now, right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access to the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the rights to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims out of touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortions rights into the future. Protecting the rights of abortion in the New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening. So from 0 to 10, how motivated are you both to vote on this proposition?
Listen, who these are too many questions. Nobody has time for all this. I mean, I thought this is the first time I'm doing this, and you are keeping me almost 30 minutes answering questions when all these politicians are doing what they like.
I do apologize
I will take only 2 more questions and I'm done.
Yes, we're on the last ones. We're not 80%. Well, once we finish this.
No. I will only take 2 more questions and I'm done. Oh. So if it doesn't count, then so be it.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
You know where I'm going right now with my questions. It's all the way with Democrats. Any other thing, I'm not interested.
No, most definitely understand. It seems that you lean towards the Democrat. The question should be a little bit shorter. I don't know why they're asking the same questions. But the government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against the citizens by putting this protections directly to our state constitution. We are holding all elected politicians accountable to the same, to the standard of equal protections to all. Here in New York.
Yes.
So
10.
All right. Thank you.
I'm taking my last question. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh, no worries. Sometimes over the course of surveys, things change. It's okay if they did not. But once again, here is the text of proposition number 1, an amendment that might appear in the ballot of New York in November. Add certain protections to the state bill of rights. As anti-discrimination provision to the state constitution covers ethnicity, national origins, age, disabilities, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers productive health care and anatomy, A yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves this protection out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no in this amendment, or are you undecisive, or will not vote?
I will vote.
So that'll be a yes or
yes, yes. And that's my last question. Suggestion. See, when you guys are doing, I don't know who framed all this. You think somebody has time to stay on the phone for 40 minutes answering questions? But it doesn't draw the word for. No, I mean, nobody does that. I don't know who framed these questions. You should ask people just 10 questions, 5 questions. And then, you know, and compass everything and then let it get going. You don't keep people on the phone for 40 minutes asking them questions that have, I don't know. I may be wrong, but the questionnaire should be reframed and made shorter. Otherwise, otherwise people will not. You see, this is why when you give I know this doesn't come into what you're doing. When you give full numbers and all that, people are doubtful because they don't reflect the emotions of everybody. You know, it should be made shorter. Whoever is framing the questions, make them shorter. Nobody has patience for more than 30. You've asked me over 30, like how many questions altogether? Almost 50 questions. Who has time for that?
That is correct. Basically, that's one thing I have pointed out, that if some of the questions, they kind of repeat themselves. Because sometimes people they give an.
I'm done. I have 3, 4, 5 calls since we were on the line, and these are family calls. I'm not going to ignore them answering political questions.
Oh, okay. Sorry. No worry. I'd like to thank you then. Sorry about that. All right. We're still on the last page. But thank you, sir. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.